Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 10th, 2023, 16 minutes after the hour here on WGH Talk. What does this mean, March the 10th? 11 days from the first day of spring. A little rainy this morning, going to be a little cold next week, but you know what? Spring is certainly on its way. Now, I'll tell you another thing that March 10th means. It means we are on the eve of one of the biggest get-togethers, events, fundraisers here in Marion each and every year. It is the Marion Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, March 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Tri Rivers Career Center. All the pancakes you can eat. $7 for adults and $4 our kids 4 years and younger eat for free. Hey, where are you going to get something like that? Now, we have one day left to purchase a ticket early. If you purchase the ticket early, you get $1 off the ticket. Now, you can get those tickets from a Kiwanis member, an Altrusa member, Tri Rivers Career Center. Get those tickets. Those are something you will want to do. 64th annual Kiwanis Pancake Day, and a lot of people help make this happen. Panera Bread, Manel Milling, Ohio Health, Tri Rivers, A1 Printing, Meyer, Zucker and Associates. A lot of people go into making this event happen each and every year, and we're happy this morning to be joined in studio for the first hour by Gareth Higgins, one of the big supporters, members of Kiwanis for many, many years here in Marion. Gareth, good to have you back in this morning.
It's great to be here.
Gareth, like last week, for people who might not have been listening, how did the Pancake Day come to be?
Well, it was 64 years, I believe. That's how many years we've gone here. And yeah, 64th year. Years ago, it started at the where Grant Middle School is now, the old Harding High School, and they served thousands of people. It was an extremely popular event, and it got started that way. And what's really neat is the original Aunt Jemima was there, and it's just taken off from there, and it's been going ever since. We did miss 1 year because of COVID. That's the only year we've missed, and it's been going strong ever since.
Now, for the people who started this 64 years ago, we talked a little bit about this last week. Aunt Jemima, at that point, was a very famous woman. Mm-hmm. She traveled the country,
yes,
promoting the product, the syrup product and the pancake product. And to have her here in Marion back then would have been a huge deal.
Yeah.
So it was a good way to start.
No kidding. I still remember the song, Aunt Jemima's Pancakes Without a Syrup is like spring without the fall. There's only one thing worse in this universe, and that's no Aunt Jemima's at all.
It sticks with you.
It does.
It sticks with you. The jingle. Now, for people who have not been to Pancake Day in the 64 years, what's it like? What happens that day?
Well, we get started. Actually, we get started at 7, and there is usually not a long line, but a line starting at 7 with the people that come in there early. And we give them 3 pancakes, and then there is sausage. We give them 3 links of sausage. They pick up their silverware, they get their milk, things like that, and then they go out and sit at one of the tables, usually about 200 to 300 places out there, all set up. Whenever the people get up, we reset another place. Coffee is served at the table, so you don't pick at them until you get out there. So you don't have to worry about spilling that coffee on anyone. And so it just keeps going that way, and the line becomes longer about 9 o'clock, and it's quite long until, but it moves quickly. So we're real happy with the way it moves.
Now, along with the pancakes, there is also sausage served. Yes. Yep. Now, how is that given to people?
We just give them, start out with three links. Normally, we do not give extra sausage. We have a lot of requests for that, but we limit it to about three links for each because we buy that. Just about everything else is donated. And we can get into that later if you want.
Absolutely. 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. What is, you say 9 a.m. it starts picking up. How long does the busy time last?
well, we go until 2, and it's pretty busy. It depends on the entertainment, and Dennis will be getting into that in a little bit.
Yep, Dennis Schwartz has joined us here. Dennis, good to see you this morning.
Good to be here.
Dennis, tell us how you got involved with Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Well, I think after I retired from teaching, I needed something to do, and I joined Kiwanis, and Kiwanis at that time had been holding their Pancake Day at Tri Rivers Career Center, where I worked for 20 years, so it was kind of a natural.
What do you think of the day as a whole? It really does have a very communal feeling. I always say, if you haven't seen somebody for a long time and you go to Pancake Day, you're bound to see them there.
It's kind of right in line with a wedding and a funeral, as far as seeing people.
Very similar.
It's a community gathering, and there's a lot of community people that attend, and you don't see them any other time of the year.
How many people do you think flood through there? Do we have any idea between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m.?
Oh, I think we're close to 2,000 that go through there. Sometimes maybe over, sometimes less, but around that figure.
It's unbelievable to think that many people here in Marion come through there in that amount of time. It's a great event.
It is a great event, and hopefully the weather will be good. Sometimes if it's cool, we get more people than if it's real warm, but we don't want bad weather either.
But, you know, tomorrow sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds cool tomorrow, but I don't think any snow in the forecast for tomorrow right now, and so I think people will be out.
Sometimes we've been bucking the big farm machinery show that they had out at the Marion County Fairground on that day, but they've already had that at Green Camp, so we don't have to worry about that.
Now, it's been in recent years that the event has moved from February to March. How has that affected it? Has it improved the event, or still about the same?
Well, I think this is the first time for a while it's been in March, and we're yet to see, but we get away from a weather situation a little bit, and some other activities that go on in February. One of the things, as far as I'm concerned, is getting the entertainment, and we've always had a problem, and we still have it, with February and March being big times for the show choirs to go on their contests and so forth, so it's very hard to get high schools to do those kinds of things, but we've got plenty of other entertainment.
Now, that's something we talked about the entertainment last week to the degree that there is entertainment, but that's how I was involved for many years. I announced for the Martha Dowse Dance Group for about 15 years. I think I did that out at the Kiwanis Pancake Day. Tell us about the entertainment, because I think that's something they hear Pancake Day, but they don't realize, hey, you're going to be entertained while you're there.
Well, some people come for the entertainment, I think, but especially the parents and grandparents of the ones that are performing. We've got entertainment from 7 o'clock on, starting out with Tom Danner with the DJ music from 7 to 7:45. And then this year we're having the Elgin Cosmic Beat Drummers, which is an elementary group from Elgin. It's been there before, but not quite this early. They're going to be at 8 o'clock to 8:45. And then the Marionaires Barbershop Chorus will be from 9 to 9:45, and they've been there about every year. 10 to 10:45, the Ohio Heartland Chorus is going to be there. This is their first time, the Delaware group coming to sing, and it's an all-ladies group. From 11 to 11:30, Diverse Moves Dance Group will be there, and this is their first time there. They've wanted to be there in the past, and we haven't had space, but we have them there this year. 11:45 to 12:45 is Martha Dowse Dancers. We give them an hour because they have a big show, and they'll be back again. Followed up from 1 to 1:45 by the St. Mary's School Dancers, and they're do some clogging and things like that. We met them at the Christmas at the Palace, and they were interested in being in it, so they're there. And then we follow up with 15 minutes of DJ music to 2 o'clock.
Now, is it hard to get all of the talent in? Because I imagine at 64 years, a lot of people want to get involved in this.
It's not really a problem. We have groups that have over the years dispersed and are not there anymore. And then we've had new groups that come on, like the Cosmic Beat Drummers and so forth. So we usually can fill it up pretty well.
Is there a criteria for a group that might perform?
Not really. Just do it within the 30 to 45 minutes that we give them. Yeah. We like to get local groups if possible. It's nice to get young groups. Like I said, we have a problem getting the high schools because of all the music contests that are going on this time of year. But over the years, we've had anywhere from, I guess, guitar players to dancers to singers, and it's usually a pretty good activity.
Absolutely. Now, Gareth, tell us about the kids who are involved in Pancake Day. We were talking about the Key Club earlier this morning.
Different organizations volunteer to come in. The Key Club, like you say, our Key Club, which we sponsor, it's a Kwanian organization. And they're at Harding High School. Excuse me. And the Leo Club, mostly from, I think it's Richdale.
Right.
If I recall. There's the FFA at Tri Rivers. They furnish, they'll have as 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids or more that just come in and say, what can I help you do? And it seems like chaos, but we've always got a place to put them.
And we have Ridgedale FFA there, too.
Okay.
And these kids, and as I've said before, from the 15 years that I attended with the Martha Douse group, they seem to be having a great time, very helpful, obviously, to such a big turnover that's going on that morning. And some of these kids might, and I'm sure probably don't, have experience working in restaurants or with food like that, and they do a great job out there on Saturday morning.
We hire, I think it's 6 to 7 kids, just to take care of the dishwasher, which is constantly going because of the trays and things like that. The rest of it we have is throwaway. But they clean it up. They move. They take the trash out. They keep the place hopping as far as keeping it clean. And it's wonderful to have them with us. And they're Tri Rivers.
Now, talk about a few of the things that people don't see. What goes on in the kitchen? What time will this production begin tomorrow morning? What's going on that we don't see if we're out in the dining room?
Well, the production's already started.
It started already.
Oh, yeah. I went yesterday and picked up 420 pounds of cake batter mix from Minnell, which is Pillsbury, I believe, used to be Pillsbury at Martell. And picked that up and brought it in, and then the coffee has been purchased, and then the donations are amazing because Minnell donated that to us. We didn't buy it; they gave it to us. We just went and picked it up. Myers will give all the syrup, and there is also sugar-free syrup for diabetics, which I've not tried, but I assume it's sweet, and so. The donations are amazing. A Panera Bread is going to furnish 300 cups of coffee. And they asked me, what time you want it there? And I said, 6:30. And so they're going to bring several big totes of coffee already brewed. And so that'll be the first thing. So if you really like Panera coffee, come early.
be there when the doors open at 7.
Yeah, I don't know how long 300 cups will last. You know, my guess is a couple hours, but we'll go through, I'm figuring 1,500 cups.
That is just an amazing thing, and as we talked about last week, aside from the sausage, not a whole lot of overhead involved in this event, so the money does go to the cause.
Yeah. Very much so, and I don't know if you've mentioned yet that, about the bistro room, but the restaurant at Tri Rivers is also available for groups that come in, and we have Altrusa Club helping them, and so that also is an area that they can sit down and enjoy the meal and don't hear the entertainment down there, but they could come back and hear it later on.
Well, and again, because it's at Tri Rivers, if you are handicapped, it is wheelchair accessible. You can get in and still be amongst everybody and have a great time.
And that's definitely true. And one thing we want to tell everybody is Park on the west side if possible. It's easy to get in that door. Out front, there's not much parking. And or you could also, if it's full, park on the east side, and we'll have that door open also.
Now, Dennis, one of the things we talked about last week with Gareth was so many groups in Marion, service groups, are having trouble getting new members, younger members, and some of them have even gone by the wayside, unfortunately, because of this. What has kept Kiwanis and Pancake Day going so strong?
Well, I think the comradeship that we have, and the fact that we have some members from organizations and schools and colleges and so forth that are corporate members, and they can bring in extra people. We've had some people that we've made honorary members because they've helped us out in different activities. And the fact that, once again, like Pancake Day, coming to a Kiwanis meeting and participating is kind of a activity that brings people together in Marion.
Now, and I think it's important to mention this because it is put on by the Kiwanis group here in Marion. For people who don't know, what is Kiwanis and what do they do here in Marion?
The Kiwanis is a service organization that is nothing new. It's been around since, I believe the inception was 1919 near Detroit. And it began there and branched out to Cleveland. And then our club was it came about with President Harding was part of it in 1921. So we're a pretty old club. We were sponsored by the Delaware Club, which was one of the first clubs that came about. And Kiwanis is a service organization that mainly assists children. That is our goal. Our board members take on, when you have something that you're requesting donations for, you present it and our board looks it over and makes a decision about whether we can issue the grant or not. And that's how we work in there. We're also a hands-on organization that goes out and does volunteer work in the community. Sense for Shoes is a big one. We sponsor that pretty handily because it fits right into what we do. We assist children, and that Sense for Shoes program is a great thing.
Oh, I hear a lot about the Sense for Shoes, and it's so interesting to me, and I think I said last week I had not realized this, but right here on one of the flyers, it says the Marion Noon Kiwanis Club was established in 1921. Warren G. Harding, the 29th President of the United States, was present at the first meeting. Now, he would have been president in 1921. Today, our club continues to serve Marion's children as well as participating in projects that serve the greater Central Ohio community and the world. You know, having a president at your first meeting probably has helped things as time has went along.
I would think so.
Yeah, can't go wrong there. Now, Dennis, I want to go through all the sponsors here. Tell us about the sponsors, how they get involved, because a lot of them are continuous. They come back each and every year and stick with this event.
That's right, and some of the sponsors are pretty large sponsors. We have Custom Professional Accounting, Messenger Farm, A1 Printing, Stephen Cheney VFW Post, and Tri Rivers. They're major sponsors every year. Of course, Tri Rivers hosts it. We have Zucker and Associates, Meyer, Panera Bread, Manel, as Gareth had mentioned, and Ohio Health. And then we have sponsors that are $100 sponsors or a couple $100 sponsors, and there are a number of those, Peacock Water, Southland Barbers, Bernhardt Insurance, Snyder Funeral Homes, Henry Lumber, Marion Public Library, Denton Prater Chiropractic, Whirlpool Corporation, Boyd Funeral Home, Marion Wealth Management Group, and Friends of Joanne Casadas, Johnson Property Services, LLC, Marion Insurance Agency, and Park National Bank. Those are some of the sponsors for this year. One of the things I wanted to mention is for probably 12 to 15 years, the Southland Barbers has sold tickets for us. And that's one of the main locations. They can pick up tickets, and they've sold hundreds of dollars over the years, so we really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Do want to mention again, it's the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast coming up tomorrow. We are on the eve here, Saturday, March the 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tri-Rivers Career Center. All the pancakes you can eat, $7 for adults. Kids 4 years and under eat free, and you can save a dollar on the ticket if you purchase it before the event. Now, this is the last day to do that, to purchase it before the event. And we're getting a call here. Maybe it's a question. Let's take the question. Go ahead, caller.
Can you ask them if you can get it to go?
Can you get the dinners to go?
Yes. We have a to-go station out there. What we try to do is not force them to wait in line for something like that. You tell one of the people that you buy the tickets right up front that you want this to go, and they will direct you to where you will be talking to someone about to go.
Okay.
It works out pretty nice that way.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's an interesting part that we hadn't talked about before, so you can get your meal to go.
Yeah, and it's three pancakes, three sausages, and syrup with silverware in a to-go, just like you would get at the restaurant. To-go box.
And starts at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Now, was talking about getting the tickets. Now, today would be the last day to buy your tickets early. So it's Tri-Rivers, Southland Barbers, or find a Kiwanis member or an Altrusa member at this point. Is that right?
That's true. And I think Southland Barbers will still have them in the morning early if you want to get them.
If you want to go out before the big event. So that would not be a bad place to go if you wanted to save a dollar. Now, how many pancakes do you estimate we go through from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, I like to exaggerate. Thousands.
Thousands.
I'm guessing about 7,000 or 8,000, something like that, because we'll have, on average, about 1,500 people. And so I haven't done the math on that, but it adds up fairly quickly because, you know, hardly anyone eats just three pancakes. And then there's the people working back there. We all get one or two pancakes. We have what's called pigs in a blanket, whereas we put the sausage and wrap it up in a pancake and eat it without syrup. And that's great. The pancakes are wonderful. They're buttermilk pancakes. And let's say we just start mixing them and we just keep going.
Now, you spoke last week about 1 year, you tried an all-you-can-eat thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that, never again.
Never again.
To let people know what happened.
Well, we had probably seven or eight young people. It's always young people. They're gutsy enough to try something like this. To get up there and just start eating. And I believe the winner was 18 pancakes. That's a lot of pancakes. The only trouble is, they turn colors when they do that, and they look sick. You do not want to have someone throw up at a pancake breakfast.
No.
That would not work. So we're never going to do that again.
No. That can be a little bit of a turnoff if you're out there having your breakfast that morning. You know, and it's also the way it's seated, you can sit with a bunch of people. If you run into somebody you know out there, hey, let's sit down. Let's have breakfast together.
The entertainment brings a lot of people that just want to watch the entertainment. It creates a little bit of a problem, but we're there for people to have fun and enjoy themselves. So we're not going to kick you out, but we do need to keep things moving as much as we can because would you say it seats about 300, Dennis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing is Martha Dow's group have sold tickets to the parents and grandparents ahead of time for several years, and that solves the problem of if they want to come in and see their little ones perform, they're already in there eating pancakes.
Yeah, that's very, very nice. Now, it is interesting to know that if the room seats about 300 and 1,500 people on average go through, that's a pretty quick turnover.
Oh, we move quickly. You'll notice that the line will stretch out into the hall, a long ways down the hallway at Tri-Rivers. But we keep them moving fairly fast. Altrusa keeps them going through the, is it called the Bristo?
Bistro room.
And that's a pretty nice place. And it never feels too crowded. And so, but you'll see a lot of people.
Now, how did the event come to Tri Rivers? How long has it been at Tri Rivers?
Basically, ever since Tri Rivers been open. I think maybe the second year Tri Rivers was open. Well, it probably came to Tri Rivers because of the space. There's a big multi-purpose room for that, and kitchens are readily available, and of course the restaurant there is an additional kitchen, and so it's a location that's easy to get to.
Great location. Busiest road in Marion. That's not a bad place to be.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting because if you drive down 95 tomorrow morning, or any year there has been Pancake Day, you can notice that the restaurants are a little less busy than they normally are, which is great.
It's too bad, right?
Yeah, I know. Too bad. One day they can survive one day, one Saturday, because people really turn out for this event. And for people who have not been, it's kind of hard to express how many people come out to an event like this, because you'll see sometimes potluck dinners and things of that nature, and maybe you'll get 200-300 people who show up at those events. We're talking, you know, 1,500 people here over the course of just a morning and early afternoon.
And we get some people from Morrow County and Delaware. They have Pancake Days also. We visit them during those times, and they come and visit us. So we get some people from outside the area.
Nice reciprocation.
Correct.
Now, the reaction to the entertainment is always great. When I was there doing the thing with Martha Dowson, I would stay and watch some of the other entertainment. You know, the audience claps for the entertainment. I'm sure the kids love that. And for a lot of these kids performing, it's probably one of the bigger groups they're ever in front of.
That's true. And some of them will be performing in anticipation of performing maybe at the Palace or someplace later in the year. So it gives them an opportunity to do that in front of people.
What is it about pancakes that people just love? You know, I've never heard somebody say, "I just don't like pancakes." You don't hear a lot of that.
I've heard that.
Oh, you have heard that.
Yeah,
you get it.
Yeah. We ask a lot of people if they'd like to come to our pancake. And I had several say, "I just don't like pancakes." And I always kind of think, I never say, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
It's almost like apple pie. Yeah. Who dislikes apple pie?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because obviously a lot of people do like pancakes, and we find that out tomorrow morning. Again, it's the Kiwanis Pancake Day, a real tradition here in Marion, Saturday, March 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tri Rivers Career Center, all the pancakes you can eat. Now, this really needs to be emphasized at this point because all the real, in Marion, boy, I'm trying to think now, are there any all-you-can-eat places left at this point? I'm not sure that there are. That's maybe a thing of the wayside. So tomorrow morning's your chance to go out and have all the pancakes you can eat.
Make a pig of yourself.
Exactly. And at $7, that's not bad with what other restaurants charge at this particular point. And kids 4 years and under eat for free. Now, how was that decided? Because that is a great, great thing. You don't hear the word free much anymore anywhere you go.
Well, we used to say infants were free. And then there was some question about, well, he's 3 years old, or she's 3 years old. We'd say, "Hell, that'll beat." And so it just came about. And we used to have a price for children, 12 and under. And we got away from that. There's no sense in that. Because three pancakes, everyone gets three, even small children. And so we just keep the price the same. And it's not a bad price. $7 for pancakes? Good grief. I do want to mention that our Kiwanis Club meets on the first and third Thursday of every month at 11:30 at the Marion Women's Club home. And if you just want to come out and see what this organization is like, we're a fun group. We don't just have a meeting and sit and look at each other and eat. And we actually have a lot of fun doing it. We have speakers and entertainment and things like that.
And prior to Pancake Day, much to the chagrin of some of our members, we have a pancake song that we sing at their meetings. Now, the one thing that has come up over the last 2 years is we've had this pancake song put into a four-part barbershop harmony. So the Marionaires are going to sing the pancake song tomorrow when they perform.
Now, so again, what time are the Marionaires performing? So if people want to hear the pancake song, this is the time they'll need to be there.
They're singing from 9 to 9:45.
9 to 9:45. The Marionaires is a great group here in Marion. How did the pancake song come about?
your hole.
I'm not sure where it came
I don't
from.
Know where it came from either.
It's but, been around for a while, and Neil Miller, who's part of our Marineers group, put it into four-part harmony a couple years ago. So that's how we're singing it, but it's been around for a while.
Now, as we talked about the physical preparation that goes into this, picking up the batter and things of that nature, but how much planning goes into this, getting the sponsors, getting the supporters, getting everything ready, lining up volunteers? When does this start?
Oh, we start in November. Getting ready for the spring event. We start meeting and start planning. Of course, we've done it so much that it's almost automatic. Not quite, but it just flows nicely. We have surprises every year. We always have a surprise. But other than that, it flows pretty well.
And we have pretty much in charge of the signage, and so we have signs that we put around the hallways and the ticket areas and so forth so people know where to go. Those pretty much we use every year, and we store our materials and so forth, a lot of it out at Tri Rivers, so that helps a lot.
Absolutely. We talked last week about the financials of the event, how much money profit does this produce. Let people know about that again, Gareth, because I think that's a tremendous, tremendous aspect in the amount of time that we'll be open tomorrow.
Yeah, I exaggerated a little bit last time because you hit me with that question pretty quick. And wishful thinking was $15,000, but we don't really hit $15,000. But we'll net about $3,000 to $4,000 easily. And it takes about $6,000 or $7,000 to pull it off, and so as you can see, it's a highly profitable. But it's mostly because of all the volunteers, the batter, the syrup, the people that work. It takes about 70-80 people to pull this off. And none of them are paid except the Tri Rivers kids who keep things flowing back there, and we'll pay them gladly for what they do. And so it mostly boils down to we give our time, and different organizations give us produce, and that's a great combination.
For people who don't see what's going on in the kitchen and they're watching what's going on in the dining room, how many people are working at a given time to make sure this thing is operating smoothly?
Well, that's another good question. I have about 20 people in the kitchen working three different shifts. And out in the dining room, that could run. Does how many did you say in the dining room?
Oh, I would say at least a dozen working regularly on different shifts. Plus, we have people that are directing our entertainment to different places and also selling tickets and taking tickets. So there's probably 25 to 30 out in that area.
Yeah, don't forget Altruso, 7 or 8 will be manning the cafeteria or the restaurant. And then Tri Rivers will have a group of about 10 working back in their smaller kitchen, and so it keeps going. It takes a lot of people, and we get along well. I run the kitchen, and so we get going with there. Christy Neff is our president. She'll be running the dining room. And so we'll have people show up and say, what can I do to help? And we always will take that. We'll put you someplace. And I think you mentioned that Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be there.
I believe so. And this is going to be a great thing. I was telling Gareth this morning that I believe it was last year or the year before, but Kroger for a day made Mary Ellen Withrow a honorary employee. And what she did was, when she used to campaign, she would pass out recipe cards. And on the day she came to Kroger, she has a great waffle recipe that she passed out to people when they came to Kroger that day. And of course, a lot of people want Mary Ellen's signature, and that's a great thing to get a signature on, is her waffle recipe, and she passes those out. And I believe she's going to be there tomorrow morning around 9:30 until, noon or 1. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So it's really going to be a fun event tomorrow from all aspects. Now, I want you to take people, because I'm fascinated with the kitchen to the degree that people don't see that. Take somebody through what happens. So they come in, they get their ticket, they go over to get in line. How is the sausage, the pancakes, the drink all given to them as they head to their seat?
Well, what they're going to see first thing is they'll walk through the door at Triver's there, the kitchen. There are two grills, large grills, that we cook 18 pancakes on each grill. There are two right there with someone manning that, flipping pancakes. That's where you'll pick up your tray, your silverware, some milk, and you'll wait for just a few minutes for the pancakes right off the grill. Someone will hand it to you, and there's two grills there. There's one grill in the back of the kitchen that their main job is to keep pancakes flowing out to the dining room to give your seconds and things like that. There is another grill going in the near the where the Altrusa group is at in the restaurant area. So we have actually four grills going. The pancake batter is, we start mixing about 6:30, and we will not stop until probably noon or 1 o'clock. And that is a box of pancake batter. It weighs 5 pounds, and we'll start out with the box mixing, and we'll just add water. It's pretty easy. And then that, once the mix is done, that we're brewing coffee constantly, because it takes a lot of coffee getting done. And sausage is pre-cooked, but we have to heat it in ovens. And so we get it heated up. We have two to four young volunteers handing out plates for people waiting on it. And so if you have kids or things like that, you just bring them right in there. If they can handle a tray, that's great. So they put their plate on a tray, and you go.
Now, do you get the sausage the same time you get the pancakes?
Yes.
As you go through the line?
That's the only time we will not hand out sausage seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can pick up their, you don't have to pick up their coffee, because that'll be brought to them at their table.
Yep. Which is very nice, and again, the syrup is out there, and if you are a diabetic, which a lot of people are these days, there is sugar-free syrup available, which is a very nice thing. And again, now we've got about 7 minutes left here this morning. It's the Marian Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day, coming up tomorrow, Saturday, March 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tri-Rivers Career Center, all the pancakes you can eat. $7 for adults, and remember, kids 4 years and under eat for free. You can save $1 on a ticket. You still have a day, and maybe tomorrow morning as well, if you run into a Kiwanis member, Altrusa member, Southland Barbers, or at the Tri-Rivers Career Center. Now, with about 7 minutes left, what is it important for people to know who are going to support this event and come out tomorrow?
Well, one of the big things is that the proceeds from this day go to Kiwanis service organizations. We give scholarships out every year, and a lot of it goes to the scholarships. We provide activities that are children-oriented, as mentioned, a Sense for Shoes and things like that, and other organizations that apply for funding and so forth we have available. And the Kiwanis activities this past time that we have helped is Altrusa's RX program, the Exploratorium, Kiwanis Key Leader Program, the Marion County Boys and Girls Club, the Marion County Goodwill Industries, the Junior Service Guild Clearinghouse, the, as I mentioned, the Kiwanis Scholarship Program, the Marion Prexy Prep Soccer Youth Program, and the Marion Public Library. Those are just some of the activities that we've helped out.
That's a great, great thing here in Marion, and the youth certainly needs help. Somebody's got to do it.
That's true.
Absolutely. Sense for Shoes, we talked about that. For people who don't know what that is, let people know.
Oh, it's an amazing thing. I cannot think of the name of the shoe store that is out there beside, near Payne's Pizza. I cannot think of the name of it. I'm sorry.
Is it Shoe Sensation? Something like that?
Really,
it's out there by Walmart.
Yeah, out there. But we actually, just before school starts, give away, I cannot recall how many thousand shoes were given away. And this is not something cheap. I believe it was a voucher for like $60, something like that. And all that is donated by, well, organizations like us donating to get this going. And it, every year that happens, it's for children getting ready to start school. And that, if you've got four or five children and you're very little income, it's a great thing. And why not?
No, absolutely. And everybody needs a helping hand at some point in their life, I think. And it's one of those places that can...
We've all been there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Has there ever been any variation in 64 years to the menu?
Well, I haven't been there 64 years, but I think the years that we've been there, it's pretty much the same. We've had different types of pancake mix and so forth. We've had the different juice and milk and so forth. One of the things that we've gone to is some juice that is readily drinkable instead of the frozen kind that you get out in the morning at 6:30 and it's still frozen at 9:30. So we've changed some of those kinds of things, but basically it's been the same, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. There's been people say, well, don't you ever serve eggs with the... No, we have enough going on right now with just the pancakes. What about blueberry pancakes? Well, what about blueberry pancakes? Nope, these are buttermilk pancakes, and that's what they are, and that's what they've been, and that's the way they're going to be.
Now, how do you keep the pancakes going and in good... Because they all look good coming out of there, nice and round. How do you keep that process going? Is there a machine that does that?
Yeah, there's a dispenser.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you get to watch them do it when you're coming in. We fill it up with batter, and then you take your fingers and you push a plunger, and it opens up the bottom of the dispenser just enough to allow a certain amount of batter to come out. You do that 18 times across the, and it takes probably only about 4 or 5 minutes to cook the pancakes. And then we don't have anyone flipping pancakes. That doesn't seem, now I've never seen that happen. But they're always entertaining. Let's put it that way.
You know, this planning for this event starts in November. It's a big day tomorrow. Preparation has already started. When it's all over tomorrow at 2 p.m., what do you feel? What do you think when it's all over?
Very tired.
I bet so. It's a big production.
Yeah, because I'm there, and Dennis will be there, too, at... we'll be there by 6:30. Actually, we'll be there by 6 or somewhere in there. And there's always cleanup. You've got to clean up. It'll stretch until about 3. And these grills weigh about, would you guess, about 200 pounds?
At least, yes.
And they're hot. And so we have to let them cool down. And then they're stored there at Tri Rivers. Tri Rivers gives us an entire small closet, not small, it's pretty good size, closet to keep everything in for each year. We only use it once a year. We don't loan them out. That's one thing we do not do because they're very important to us. And so that's something we will not do. We have percolators, grills, dispensers. We have things that are stored in this closet that will stay there all year.
Oh, I'm getting a message from one of our listeners out there this morning listening. Mary, Shoe Sensation, is that... I think that's the one we were talking about.
That's
Shoe
Sensation.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Who's out there listening this morning. And I'm sure she'll be at Pancake Day tomorrow with her family. And again, it's going to be a big event. Mary and Noon Kiwanis Pancake Day. And this really is true, in the best meaning of the word, tradition here in Marion. 64th annual, tomorrow, Saturday, March the 11th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tri Rivers Career Center, right out on Route 95. All the pancakes you can eat, $7 for adults. Kids 4 years and under eat for free. You can still save $1 on the ticket if you get out today or early tomorrow morning to Southland Barbers, or you can go to the Tri Rivers Career Center or find a Kiwanis member or an Altrusa member. Dennis, when it's all over tomorrow, knowing that you've served these people breakfast, they've had a good time, there's been a lot of laughter, a lot of entertainment, and a lot of money has been raised for the Kiwanis Group, what's your feeling when it all wraps up tomorrow at 2 o'clock?
It's definitely a feeling of accomplishments, a feeling of a goodwill to the community, and once again, an opportunity for everybody to meet and greet and have fun.
Absolutely, and it's going to be fun tomorrow. I will be out there tomorrow morning passing out sausage and helping in any way I can. What a tradition, the 64th annual Pancake Day here in Marion, and we thank Gareth Higgins and Dennis Schwartz for coming in this morning, and I will see you both tomorrow morning and a lot of other people who will be out in the area. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, what do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before I get to that, I have to talk about your terrible, terrible, terrible Governor John Kasich.
Oh, no.
I think what he's doing is terrible. Did I mention it's terrible? Because I think it's terrible.